الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون وقال تعالى أولم نعمركم ما يتذكر فيه من تذكر وجاءكم النذير صدق الله العظيم.
My most respected brothers and elders, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala an, the great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrates a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith is found in Tirmidhi and many other books of hadith. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لا تزول قدم عبد وفي رواية لا تزول قدم ابن آدم يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن خمس. That on the day of Qiyamah, when man will rise from his grave, then he will not be dismissed, he will not move. His feet will be fixed on the ground. He will not be able to move at all until he is asked five questions. So five questions, every single person will be asked, and he will have to answer these questions. And these questions will be put forward to him in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very first question, an umurihi fima afna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, the life I gave you in this dunya, the lifespan you had, the number of years you spent in this dunya, how did you spend your life? That's the first question mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This life that I gave you, how did you spend it? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala an used to say, ما ندمت على شيء ندمي على يوم غربت شمسه نقص فيه أجلي ولم يزد فيه عملي. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala, the narrator of this hadith, he used to say, I have never shown remorse on anything like my regret and remorse over the one day that goes by in my life, that one day in which the sun sets, marking the end of the day, in which my lifespan has shortened. In other words, I'm coming closer to my mort, to my death, but my action has not increased. My good deeds has not increased. I mourn over such a day. I lament over such a day. The day passed from the morning till the evening, the sunset. My lifespan shortened. I move towards the qabr one day more. I move towards the lifespan that I have been allotted in this world. وَلَمْ يَزِدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي. But my actions, my good actions did not increase. And therefore he used to advise his son. Amongst the various advices he gave his son, one such piece of advice was that, oh my beloved son, إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَلَّا يَأْتِيَ عَلَيْكَ يَوْمٌ If it is possible for you, O my son, that a day must not come by, illa wa anta khayrun minka bil amsi, faf'al. Except that the day that goes past, you must have been a better person than the previous day. If it is possible for you to do so, O my beloved son, then do so. In other words, each day of your life should be better than the day that preceded it. Your action should be better. Your relationship, your bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be stronger. Your character, your dealings with people, your social conduct, your moral conduct, your behavior, the manner in which you speak, the manner in which you live your life, it should be better than the previous day of your life. Allah has given us this life. And Allah has mentioned in the Quran, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Do you think that we have just created you in vain? With no purpose, with no meaning? In futile? In another verse, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُتْرَكَ سُدَى. What does man feel? He'll be left in vain, with no purpose in life. O ulama mufassirin explain, with no accountability, he'll be left to live a life as free as he wishes to live. Suda, with no control whatsoever, does as he wishes, as he pleases. There's no purpose, there's no objective, there's no goal in his life. Does man feel that is what we have created him for? Does he feel there'll be no accountability? No. Every single deed we do, every single deed, it is recorded. In one verse regarding the kuffar, Allah says, La, on the day of Qiyamah, Wudi' al-Kitab, when the books will be opened, and the mujrimeen will see the book of deeds, and they will express the astonishment. La yughadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsaha. That this book has recorded the minutest detail, every single deed, whether it is a small deed or a big deed, it has been recorded. We have to make our lives meaningful. We have an objective. Allah has given us responsibilities. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُتْرَكَ سُدًى. Our lives are not just, should be spent in just eating, drinking, merriment, pleasures, satisfying and gratifying our needs and desires. That is the life of animals. They do as they please. They move around freely. We are human beings. We are believers. Allah has blessed us with iman. And Allah has kept us in this world for a short period of time. Allah says, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ. Ulama mufassirin have gone into great details to explain this verse. And just in a nutshell, Allah will question man on the day of Qiyamah, did we not give you sufficient amount of lifespan in this world? That amount of years and that age in which it was sufficient for you to turn to Allah, to repent over your sins, to believe in Allah, to do these righteous and good deeds, to ponder and reflect. مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ. Any person who has the ability to ponder, to reflect, to cogitate, to connect himself to Allah, to realize there is an Allah. And he has to be, and he is answerable before his Allah. And he has to follow the regulations that Allah has laid down for him. This life is precious. This life is an amana. It is a gift from Allah to us. It is a trust. Any person, if we borrow something from him, take a car for an example. We hire a car. We are traveling and we hire a car. There are regulations that we are governed by when we hire this car. And you find the person will come with you and he will check for any scratches in the car, any dents, and everything is recorded. So that when you return the car, You have to return it in the exact condition that you have borrowed it or hired it. And if there are any damages that you caused whilst you were in possession of this car, that this car incurred, then you are liable. Because this is an amanat and you have to give back this car. And you'll be penalized for any damages. Or you exceeded the mileage. Like that we have these precious lives from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in one narration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these bodies I have given you, وَعَنْ جِسْمِهِ فِيمَا أَبْلَاهُ. The word abla means to wear something out. You have something new, and then you wear this garment until it becomes old. Allah gave us these new bodies when we were little babies and we came into this world. And as we grew, until we became old, and then when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter, Allah will question us, these bodies that I gave you, how did you function in this world? How did you perform? How did you carry out your life? How did you use these faculties that I blessed you with? These eyes that I gave you, the ears, the tongue, the hands, the feet, the heart, the mind, the different organs of the body. How did you use it? How did you spend it? So the first question, and عُمُرِهِ فِي مَا أَفْنَى. Allah will say, the life I gave you in this world, how did you spend your life? 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, perhaps 100 years. It was sufficient enough for you to ponder and change your life if you're going in the wrong path. It was a sufficient amount of time. It was enough time for you to ponder and connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make amends. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرِ. A warner came to you. Mufassirin say, النَّذِيرِ either refers to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. النَّذِيرِ even refers to the white hair on the person's beard. It's a reminder that now you are becoming old. Your time is getting shorter. And soon you have to leave this world. So when we look in the mirror, these white strands on our hair, on our head and our beard should remind us that soon you will leave this world. And you'll be questioned, how did you spend your life in this world? This life which is an amana, this life which is a gift. And therefore we find the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, the illustrious companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who understood the value of life. They knew this life was a gift. It was an amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they valued every single moment. That is why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu expresses a remorse over a day in which his good deeds did not increase. And that is why he exhorted his son not to lose any time, but in the obedience of Allah, and to change his life. He should be improving his life all the time. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala an, the great sahabi of Rasulullah s.a.w. He's in the brinks of death. He's almost passing away. Allahumma innaka ta'lamu ma ahbabtu ad-dunya. Oh Allah, you know very well. Oh Allah, you know very well that I did not love dunya likari al-anhar, just to dig up rivers, وَلِغَرْسِ الْأَشْجَارِ, and to plant trees. In other words, Ya Allah, you know that my desire to live longer in this world is not for any worldly pleasures. It's not for any worldly attainment. وَلَكِنْ, but it is for لِضَمْءِ الْهَوَاجِرِ, so that I may spend the days of my life in thirst. In other words, in fast, keeping roza, nafil roza. During the day I must become thirsty. I must become hungry. Why? Because I can spend my day making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala by sawm, by fasting. And at night, so that I may, wali mukab, badati sa'at, so that I may spend the night in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. enduring the pain of standing long hours, spending long hours in prostration before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tahajjud, making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, لِمُزَاحَمَةِ الْعُلَمَاءِ بِرُكَبْ عِنْدَ حِلَقِ ذِكْرِ or حِلَقِ الْعِلْمِ. And so that I may compete with other ulama and other people and going and sitting in the gatherings of the ulama, so that I may attain knowledge of deen. Ya Allah, this is the only reason I would love to live longer in this world. They made, or they treasured and they valued their lives. They spent their lives correctly. And this is a lesson for you and I. Dhunnun Misri rahmatullahi alayhi used to say very beautifully, you see, Al-Kayyis, an intelligent person, is that person liman badara amalu, who hastened with his actions. In other words, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, in one verse. In another verse, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ, two verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاسْعُوا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. These words show and indicate that a person should hasten. He should hurry towards doing good deeds. He should not procrastinate. So he says, Al-Kayyisu man badara bi'amalih. Man badara bi'amalih. An intelligent, a wise person is that person who hurries. He does not procrastinate with his actions. He does his good deeds quickly. If Hajj is fard upon him, he ensures that he does and he fulfills the requirements for going for Hajj. If it is time for Salah, he does not delay his Salah. He does not make his Salat qada. He does not read his Salat at the last few moments, just as the time is going to expire. No. If he has a desire to help some needy person, some poor person, some orphan, then immediately he goes and he assists the person. He does not delay. What does he delay in? وَسَوَّفَ بِأَمَلِهِ. And as far as his aspirations are concerned, as far as his hopes and desires and plans for dunya is concerned, that he will delay. We can leave that for tomorrow. But today is my amal salihah. And therefore Rasulullah SAW mentioned, اِخْتَنِمْ خَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ, that appreciate five things before five things. And amongst the five things is حَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ, your life before death strikes. Your life before death strikes. And he says, وَاسْتَعَدَّ لِأَجْلِهِ, and he prepares for the time of maut. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith, of course, Dhunnun Misri rahmatullah has adapted these, he's saying from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu has mentioned, Al-Kayyisu man dana nafsa wa amila lima ba'd al-maut, wal-ajizu man atba'a nafsahu wa tamanna ala Allah, wal-ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna ala Allah. A wise person, intelligent person, is one who suppresses his desires. And he prepares for the hereafter. He prepares for the hereafter. The very last verse, according to many or most majority of the Mufassireen, the last verse to be revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, plus minus 80 days before he left this world. It was in Dhul Hijjah when these verses came down. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And beware of that day. In other words, you've got to prepare adequately. And you have to expend all your energy that you have in obeying Allah and staying away from the disobedience of Allah. Before that day comes, and that is the day of Qiyamah, in which every one of us will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person passes away, what do we say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We remind ourselves that is where we came from. And we belong to Allah. And we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has kept us in this world, as I mentioned, not in vain, not for any futile reason, but for an object, a responsibility. And that is how we can increase our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we can become good human beings, believers. And how we can also connect the remainder of the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have not yet been blessed with iman. How we can connect them with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we can remind our Muslim brothers and sisters, like how we require a reminder ourselves. We need to remind our Muslim brothers and sisters that there is a day, and that is the day of Qiyamah. The day of judgment. The day of hasrat. The day of regret. What am I explaining? What is the day of regret? Why is Qiyamah also called one of the name Yawmul Hasra? Because when a person will see the blessings of different a'mal and rewards, and he will see that one subhanallah he uttered in this world, for that he was given a tree, a beautiful tree in Jannah. So he will regret those moments which he just whiled away, which he just wasted, in which he did nothing. He did nothing. Those seconds and those minutes and those hours in which he did not come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala would become angry with that person who would sit so lazily and having no actions in his life. He was even for, if it is for some dunya, at least do some dunya. In other words, earn some halal rosy. But don't just sit back absolutely lazy and not endeavoring, not striving, not making any effort. And of course, preference given to striving for the sake of Allah, for the sake of akhirat. So the very first question, and عُمُرِهِ فِيمَا أَفْنَى. Oh man, the life that you were given in this world, how did you spend it? وَعَنْ شَبَابِهِ فِيمَا أَبْلَى. And specifically your youth, how did you spend your youth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'fin thumma ja'ala min ba'di du'fin quwwa thumma ja'ala min ba'di quwwatin du'fa wa shayba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates mankind, man. And the very first stage, he's an infant, he's a little child. And he is weak. He requires assistance, he requires support of his parents. His family is unable to walk, he's unable to eat on his own. He's a toddler, he's a little baby. Allah has termed that as du'f, weakness. But Allah says after that comes the time when he's a youngster, he's a youth, he's vibrant, he's robust, he's energetic, he's got all the energy, he's got all the strength. And after that comes again old age. So between the two weaknesses, the two stages of weaknesses, the two du'fs, as we say, du'fain, he's a shabab. And he has to expend his energy in the right causes. If that youngster spends his time, his youth, in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is blessed with the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no shade but Allah's shade. When a person becomes old, what does he say? The Arabic proverb, لَيْتَ الشَّبَابَ يَعُودُ. لَيْتَ الشَّبَابَ يَعُودُ. To desire something that is not possible now. It's too late. The old man will now say, and he'll desire, how I wish my youth could come back to me. And now I have all the vigor, and I have all the strength, and now I spend my time making dua to Allah, reading my 5 times salat with jamaat, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learning and acquiring deen and knowledge, making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How I wish I get that strength again. And I can really worship Allah correctly. How I wish I did not waste my youth in abusing the social media. The entire day busy with my cell phone. Spending my weekends in evil company. Taking drugs and alcohol, womanizing and committing zina. How I wish I did not waste my life When I had all the energy, now when it is too late. شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَهُ. His wealth, from where did he acquire it? And how did he spend it? Alhamdulillah, on many occasions, we explain the importance of consuming halal, of ensuring that the source of our income is 100% halal. Otherwise, Rasulullah sallam has mentioned, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يُبَالِ الْمَرْءُ. A time will come when a person will not worry, he will not be concerned regarding his wealth. مِنْ أَيْنَ أَخَذَ وَمِمَّا أَخَذَ. What was the source of his income? أَمْ مِنَ الْحَلَالِ أَمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ. Whether it was from halal or haram. The time will come when a person will not be bothered at all. Am I eating halal? Is my transaction 100% Shariat compliant? Am I deceiving my clients and customers? Am I cheating? Am I dealing in fraud? Am I lying to people? مَنْ اشْتَرَى ثَوْبًا بِعَشْرَةِ دَرَاهِمْ. Person buys just a garment for 10 dirhams. Say 100 rands. And just one dirham, just one or 10 rand was of haram. وَفِي دِرْهَمٌ حَرَامٌ. Just one dirham. So he bought a garment for 10 dirhams, just one dirham was haram. As long as the garment is on his body, لَمْ تُقْبَلْ لَهُ صَلَاةٌ مَا دَامَ عَلَيْهِ. His salat will never be accepted as long as that garment is on his body. And that body that has been nourished by haram, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ جَسَدٌ غُضِيَ بِالْحَرَامِ. That body that has been nourished by haram shall never enter paradise. And we know the famous incident of that example that Rasulullah gave of a person who undertakes a very long journey, a very tedious journey. And his hair is disheveled and his body is covered with dust and he's called Ash'atha Aghbara, full of dust. And he's extending his hands, وَمَدَّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. And he says, Ya Rabbi, Allah, oh Allah, grant me this, oh Allah, grant me that. And Rasulullah says, وَمَتْعَمُهُ حَرَامُ وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامُ وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامُ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ وَمَرْكَبُهُ حَرَامُ. His clothing, he's eating, he's drinking, whatever he has, he's consuming haram, his garment is haram, his conveyance, his car is haram. Obtained from haram sources, haram wealth. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَلِكَ. How can such a person dua then be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then Rasulullah SAW mentioned, وَمَاذَا عَمِلَ فِي مَا عَلِمَ. And what amal did you make? How did you practice according to the knowledge that you attained? May Allah protect us. May Allah give us sound knowledge. And may Allah give us a tawfiq and hidayah to make amal on our knowledge. This question is not only for the ulama. Every single person has got some amount of knowledge. And of course, ulama who have got more knowledge, the test is even more severe. May Allah protect us on the day of Qiyamah. And that is why Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, he would say that inna akhwafa ma akhafu. The thing that I fear the most is when I stand before my Allah for hisab, for reckoning. And Allah will put forward this question, Abu Darda, how much of amal did you do? Was it in accordance to the knowledge that you received and you attained? How did you practice in life? We all have some amount of knowledge. We know that namaz is fard. We know we have to read our salat with jamaat in the masjid. We know we have to make the dhikr of Allah. We know we have to go for hajj, etc. We know if we have to consume halal. We know we have to refrain from haram. We know there are so many sins, or the sins that we are discussing all the time, that is mentioned in Quran, hadith, we hear in waaz, nasihat. We have to refrain from all type of sins. We have that knowledge. So according to the knowledge, Allah expects us to practice on that knowledge. These were the five questions that a person will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. And until he does not give answers to these questions, he will not be dismissed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to value our lives, to make our lives more meaningful, that every single day we improve our lifestyle. We improve our lifestyle meaning our spiritual lifestyle, our connection with Allah, our bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.